That's the podcast right there. That's the podcast. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to spread that, like, you can, this is the more normal behavior, is to like lift people up. This is what people are actually doing, is empowering each other. The big question is this: in a world of fake Instagram models and fad diets, how do real people achieve their fitness goals? We are an army of hardworking women changing their lives through fitness and health. Wherever you are at on your journey, we have the answers to how to make working out and eating well a part of your life. Join us in changing the dialogue for women everywhere. Welcome to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. I'm Kelsey.
Hello, Kelsey. I'm Rachel. And we are back for our 101.
And one. Plus one. 101. We're like the Dalmatians.
We have recorded 101 after today podcast episodes.
Yes.
Are you blown away by that?
I personally am extremely blown away by that. And we thought we would take this opportunity to celebrate with you guys and talk about some of our experiences over the last 100 episodes, what that's looked like, and give some stuff away.
I like all of the things you're throwing down right now. Okay. Here's the real talk. We recently hit 1 million listens.
1 million listens, yes.
Sometimes these things happen and I'm just like, what the hell?
Do you know what I said to someone? He said, oh my God, like I think you guys hit 1 million listens. And I was like, huh? And he was like, don't worry. It's just me and your mom refreshing 1 million times. Because at the beginning of our podcast, guys, if you don't get that joke, when we realized there was a lot of you all listening out there, we got really nervous and we started to clam up a little. And the people closest to us know us very well, and that kind of can make us both a little nervous. A little nervous is an understatement. But they started telling us, like, don't worry, it's just me, your mom, and like two other people, and we just keep refreshing.
It's just to pump you guys up. We're just refreshing and we're just listening to them over and over just to pump up the listens. You know, don't worry, it's not actual people. And I'm really glad they told us that. Sadly, I believed them, which was...
It's wishful thinking. No, magical. What's that magical thinking where you just kind of like believe something? But it's really cool. It's really an awesome thing to think about how much our community has grown and how many of our friends are on here tuning in and listening, and that we get to hang out with them every week. And although it started as a really nerve-wracking and scary experience, it's turned into something that has been a major connection point to our community. And I like to sit in that for a second because it's so awesome.
So awesome. And I think that that's always the backstory of any nerve-wracking and difficult and anything that you really have to put yourself out there for. I feel like the backstory of it is always that you were really nervous and it was something that you had all the feels about, but that if you can just sort of be brave for even just 1 second and say, okay, I'll try it. Sometimes when you look back, it's one of the greatest things that you have, that you've accomplished. And I feel that way for the podcast, certainly. As you know, anyone who may not know or maybe hasn't listened to our first few episodes, did you feel like it was a smooth start?
No, I didn't feel like it was a smooth start at all. And I think that I just like to remind people of this, because not only in like your fitness and health journey is it not smooth sailing right from the very beginning, but anytime you try anything that's going to be new, you're not going to come out as a rock star, and you're not going to come out good at it, and you're not going to think you're good at it. You're probably going to think you're worse than you actually are. And you might listen back to those few and just say like, oh man. But for us, like, I think it's important when you reach a milestone, like a million, I was going to say 1,000, because I can't still wrap my head around a million listens, like a milestone like that. It's really good to like, for us to bring up that like, this wasn't a smooth start. There was crying. We scrapped our first episode completely.
Crying. There was crying. More crying.
And it was the longest recorded episode ever, because we spent probably 2 hours prepping the episode before we would actually hit record. Like, me and Rachel sat in a cold office having everyone have to be quiet downstairs.
Oh my God.
We had a red light we put on. Everyone had to be quiet. They couldn't even flush the toilet. Remember? And we prepped it for so long, and then we recorded it, and then we both sat back after, and we were like, scrap it. I don't like the way my voice sounds. I am bumbling, and I'm not sounding the way that I want to, and whatever. There were so many things, right?
There were so many things. And I think that that is just like the story of everything. There's so many things that are not going to be perfect. And there's so many things that you're going to go like, yeah, but that's in my ideal. That's not how I want to sound or come across or whatever. And like you said, like this translates to everything, like it, especially when you're on a health and fitness journey, it's like, it's the same thing. The first couple times you go to the gym, you're like, that's not how I want my lifts to look. That's not how I envision myself doing burpees. Like, none of this stuff is matching up with how I want it to look. And maybe it never will. But the fact is that you're getting out there and you're trying is, I don't know, it just makes the difference in your life, because it just puts you out there to say like, I can do things. I can do things that I thought I couldn't do. I can do things that I was apprehensive about. I can do things that many other people would say is too difficult.
And I can do things my way.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yes. And I think that's what the expectation personally for me was. I looked at all of these other people and how they did it and how they ran their podcast, the things that they said, how they sounded. And like in our first podcast, I was like, oh my God, you can hear my New England accent. And I was like upset. Like, it does not sound good. And I, you know, it's just the expectations you build are based on what you see. And generally, if you've never done something, that's based on other people. So you don't actually have the space to build what your expectations for yourself, because you haven't done it yet. You haven't seen it yet. You haven't heard it yet. So that's where we seem to think that we're failing in the vision that we've had, because we're creating the vision.
It's funny because I'm a huge ready, aim person. And I get accused of this by my husband all the time, is that I will just aim until like, I don't know, like I just die. I won't ever pull the trigger on anything. And like you said, you know, I will research something until it's, I mean, to a ridiculous point. And I researched other podcasts, and when ours didn't sound like other podcasts, I freaked out. And I think that one of the things I'm most proud of now is that our podcast doesn't sound like other podcasts.
Right.
So it's so weird, because like I think that we all just all need to remember that the things that make us unique are special. And that's what makes it cool. And that's what makes it worth it, is that you do have a unique perspective and that you're not like everybody else. And that is great.
Superpower.
That's your superpower. So I'm glad now that we have this like sort of weirdo, unique sounding, you know, anti-mainstream New England accent podcast, because it's like, that's just like who we are. And I feel like the more, and I've had to grow as the podcast has gone on, because at first I wanted to be like a very dialed back version of myself, or even I found myself trying to imitate other people that I liked on podcasts and or in the space. And the fact is the episodes that I've been the most happy with and the feedback that I've been the most happy with is when I've just let go of that and just eventually at 101 episodes now, I feel comfortable just like being myself. And that is like a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
So much, because I think anyone who's been with us since day one has heard some of the like dialed back versions and then the just kind of like let it loose versions. And we know that just being yourself, just being your authentic self is it, right? Like our first, one of our first podcasts when we said like, we swore, we said like bitch or something. And then we were like, oh my God, we have to cut that out. And we were like, you know what? That's us though. There's going to be some swears here and there. Like, and we're just going to own that and just go with it and not try and be like, okay, don't say that.
Yeah, it's been a lot easier. And Build-A-Bitch became a, and then Build-A-Bitch.
A staple. This isn't Build-A-Bitch. And we were like, yup, that's how we feel.
I just want to say a quick thank you, because none of this is anything without the people who support us and the girls who give us the fire and the light and the drive to do this podcast. Is it's you guys. This podcast from the beginning was for you. It's because of you. And everything that drives us forward is just a reflection of how amazing you guys are. So the amount of women that we've met through this podcast, the amount of feedback that we've gotten, we get to watch people change their lives in real time and experience all their joys with them of getting healthier and moving better and getting their families involved. And like the privilege of that is so worth every embarrassing moment I've had on this podcast, every time I've cried over this podcast. All of it is worth it because I've gotten to live with you guys and gotten to know you guys through this. And I don't know about you, Kelsey, but single-handedly, that's been the greatest accomplishment in my mind of this podcast. Is our girls.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they're just like unbelievable, because the amount of support and encouragement that we've gotten from them. And it's just a weird thing, because we come on and we say, you can do it. Like, we are trying to encourage them. But in return, you guys encourage us so much and drive everything that we do to keep going. And even if we say something controversial, we kind of like throw it out there. And you guys say like, no, say it. We want to hear it. We're ready to hear it. And I think you can have, and I say this all the time, but you can have the best message in the world, but it falls on deaf ears if people aren't ready to hear it and ready to accept and build on new information. And that's something that's really opened my eyes starting the podcast, is that so many women have been receptive of the things that we've said and have been just ready to hear it and have been ready to jump on a positive bandwagon of positive body. Bodativity.
Let's make that a thing.
Bodativity.
A positive body image.
Yeah. And just like look at themselves differently and talk about their bodies differently and talk about other women differently. And they've been ready for that message. And like, they are the driving force. Like, you guys are the driving force behind that message. And like, I just couldn't be more thankful for a tribe like that. Like, no one could listen, but you guys were ready to hear that message.
Humanity restored.
Yeah.
I thought that this, I mean, I'm sort of a pessimist in this way, and that's why I'm so private in my life, is I always think that the more that I open myself up to people, the more criticism I'm going to receive, because it's a critical world seemingly out there. It's just not true. I just think that like, actually women want, their natural inclination is to support each other, and people's natural inclination is to lift each other up. And that like, that has been just a just such a common force with everything we've done is, you know, we put something out and go, people are going to criticize us. And every single time, it's just this amazing flood of women trying to empower and lift up other women. And it's like, you guys, like, this is like changing everything. That's the podcast right there. That's the podcast. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to spread that, like, you can, this is the more normal behavior, is to like lift people up. This is what people are actually doing, is empowering each other. It's been a really great 101 episodes. And I couldn't be more thankful for every single person that's made it possible. And we would be remiss if we did not discuss our favorite episodes.
Yeah.
And the episodes that we freaking stressed out about so much and couldn't sleep at night over. So I want to ask you, you don't have to pick just one.
Okay. But because you know I can't.
I know.
So thanks for not setting me up for failure.
The least
decisive. I appreciate you.
The least decisive person I know. If you had to give a couple of your favorite episodes, can you remember like ones that you really love doing?
So I really loved doing Beauty Is Not the Rent We Pay to Exist, because that's where Build a Bitch came in. And I just felt that statement was so important for women to hear. And it resonated with a lot of people. And I got a lot of messages and feedback from that one that really like just put fire, like added to my fire. Like it just felt like they just felt that shit in their soul. And so did I. And I'm so glad we shared it and were able to kind of encompass the feeling that we were looking for in that one. So yeah, Beauty Is Not the Rent We Pay to Exist is one of my favorites.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I knew we were going to have a ton of overlaps on favorites, but that statement about the rent you pay to exist and just like the culture in which women are brought up in from the very start. And it's the thought, the mere even like consideration that could be changed for a generation of girls that's coming up now, that they may never think that being pretty is the most important thing, or that they owe to the world their smile or their happiness or their beauty, or it's just, I don't know, that really hits me. And like you said, like, we just owe nothing to anybody but ourselves. It's just that message was powerful. And like you said, we heard so much positive things from that. And I just, when we have a whole entire generation of women teaching that to their daughters, that's real change. That's real change.
And their sons. That person does not owe you anything by just existing. They're existing. Yeah. They are just existing and they don't owe you anything. You don't owe anyone a smile. You don't owe anyone your beauty. You are worth it in every aspect just as you are. And I think that's the next generation is going to have that as their foundation, I hope.
That would be freaking awesome. The other one that I really loved, and I know we have a slight bit of an overlap on this one too, probably. I really loved Becoming a Person of Action. And some episodes, like, I'm super excited about beforehand. And like, I'm like, because like, I can't even get the words out fast enough about how excited I am to share this topic. And that one was a funny one because it crept up on me. It wasn't one of the ones that beforehand I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to share this. Mm-hmm. It sort of developed mid-episode where I was like, holy shit, this is a freaking awesome episode. Yeah. And yeah. When Mark listens to our episodes back and edits them, and when he heard it, he was like, wow. And when Mark says, wow, it's kind of like a big deal.
He's not really a celebration type, if you will.
not easily impressed. And when he said, wow, I was like, yeah. And that episode, I think, helped me to become a person that takes more action. And when we discuss stuff on the podcast that like we are really using in our life and has made a big difference in our life, I think it's, I think it rings truer. And so that was a really, really good one for me. I loved that one.
We really feel the value like deep in your soul and then try, but for me, those episodes, they have some additional pressure because I feel like it's such an important one. I want to get it out. I want to share it with everyone. But yeah, that one was in my top because I think that's so important for many people. And a lot of times I sit in the listener's shoes and think of so many women who are going to be doing and can do great things in this world and have things that they want to start. And they just have some barriers in their way, and just kind of looking at what those barriers are and giving any tips to help them overcome those barriers and contribute what they can to this world and their life and their happiness and living their best life is something that I'm like, if I could say one thing that helps you take a step in the direction of the life that you want, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'll record 100 episodes. And if just one of them made that difference for you that helped you take a single step, then it's worth it. So that's why I think becoming a person of action was such an important one for me, because I was like, someone is going, you know, I've heard after that someone, you know, has taken one of those steps to living their best life. And that's everything.
Absolutely. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Because I know you're not going to pick a favorite
one. I'm going to just take two more.
What?
This will just be quick. Okay. Another one is the toning one. Toning is for the printers, scales are for the fish, you know. I just felt like that was one of our first episodes. And although it was not one of our most like polished episodes with our like personalities in there, I just felt like it started the trend to, hey, we're starting a health and fitness podcast and we're going to just come right in and be like, yo, toning doesn't exist.
Interesting entry into the health world.
It was an interesting entry. And I felt like it gave me some feels. It gave me some feels of like, okay, we can be different and it can be accepted. And we can come in with the cold truth of being like, toning doesn't exist. Muscles do two things. They get bigger, they get smaller. Fat on top of the muscles gets, there's more there or there's less. Toning does not exist. And it is a construct to keep women out of the weight room. Okay. And like, I just like, we came in hot with it and it was like an interesting way to enter in health and fitness because it was such a deep-seated like thing that people use all the time. So it has to go down as one of my favorites.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times when you think about, okay, how are we gonna make something popular, right? If that's your number one goal, is to say like, we want to make this a popular thing. If you want to make something popular, the most common route, the easiest path to that is to say popular things. The reason that
the other direction with that.
Oops. The reason that toning is a thing that I'm in here all the time is because it's a really popular thing that it's clickbait. The health and fitness industry has realized that people want to hear that. And so they steer them in that direction to gain popularity. And so to start a health and fitness podcast and to say right away, like, no, we're not going to judge our progress by the scale. It was like, okay.
Interesting entry when everything you see is like, lose 10 pounds in 10 days.
And those things have a clear, like, if you say that, you know right off the bat, you can become instantly popular. If you tell people they can lose 10 pounds in 10 days, that is a route to popularity. And we just went really anti I don't know. I don't know if it was brave or stupid, but either way, it was us. And I got to be proud, I guess, at the end of the day, of just being true to who I am. And that brings me to one of my other favorites, but I think it certainly gave us some anxiety, but we had to be true to who we were. And it was that the episode of A Calorie Isn't a Calorie.
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to bring this one up as your tops. Yeah.
Oh my God. I lost so many.
Is that the one that caused you the most anxiety?
I don't know. No, it wasn't the most anxiety. I'm going to say which one caused me the most anxiety, and I'm not going to tell you what it is right now.
I'm going to hear it on the podcast.
Oh.
So I'm just kidding.
But I'm not going to tell you right now.
We'll go at the same time. Yeah.
It did cause me a ton of anxiety because, again, when you're taking a deep-rooted belief that, like, people say, like, well, it's science and you can't argue science. You're not a scientist and stuff. And we provided, like, an alternate view in saying, like, well, wait a minute. Yes, that's science, but, like, are we going to ignore the other science of, like, how calories interact with your body and your metabolism? Whoa. It was a lot of anxiety, but at the same time, I'm really, really proud of that episode. I'm really proud that we had the courage to go out there and say it. I am. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that one. And that was an anxiety-inducing one. For me, it was not my most anxiety-inducing one, but it was in there. And we'll go over the ones that were our most anxiety-inducing ones. After this last, my fave, maximizing your metabolism. That one has to go down as one of my favorites, although it was more of an informative episode. Not that that makes it bad, but it was a very kind of scientific.
It was super sciencey.
Yeah, episode, but it had a lot of like hard facts in there that I really felt were mind-blowing for a lot of us. And it felt like it was a really personal episode for me because once I learned more and had more knowledge surrounding how your metabolism works and how it works with muscle on your body and fat and your resting metabolic rate, and just it was mind-blowing for me, and how you can damage your metabolism by doing all of these crash diets. And I had talked about during that episode having with my significant other at the time, us spending the same amount of time at the gym and me eating way less and less calories. This was like years ago, and him maintaining a different body composition than me, and me really not understanding that. And when I come to where I am now in the body composition that I am able to maintain without all of these restrictions and with really enjoying my workouts, and that information is so imperative, and it's just, I want to shout it from the rooftops, because when you're able to maintain more muscle on your body, your resting metabolic rate increases, right? So like you're able to burn, your body is able to burn calories at a faster rate. So I just like the information is so important in that episode that I just like, it has to go down in my favorites because I want everyone to know it.
It's true. And I remember that episode as certainly also causing us a little bit of anxiety. Yeah. Because, you know, that's, again, like a clear route to popularity is saying you can boost your metabolism with this tea. And it's a little
detox.
Bit, it's a little bit it's of a different liver. Message. But I do want to, before we go on to our most anxiety ones, I want to say that we forgot something. We forgot something.
The giveaway?
Yes.
I didn't forget.
Well, I wanted to do it in the thank yous when I was saying, I got like wrapped in my thank yous, and I was like just getting all in the fields about our girls, and I forgot to give them the most important thing, which is our thank you to you guys today for
being with us.
A million listeners.
Being in here. Yeah.
100 episodes. And being here with us and through the thick and thin, and just being down for us is we want to give you guys something. So if you rate or review this podcast today, that today when this episode comes out, you will be entered into a giveaway for a full head-to-toe CBG outfit. So we're going to outfit you in a top, a sports bra, and leggings or shorts of your choice. If you rate or review the podcast today and get chosen from the giveaway. So just a little something for you guys just to say thank you. I mean, there's not enough thank yous, but like leggings are always
and a new outfit's a good thank you.
Dude, I'm gonna choose a thank you. It's gonna be a new outfit. Okay, so
leave a review.
But what about what kept you up the most at night? What were you like, oh my God, we're going to say this.
Are you going to say yours? You want me to say mine first?
What if they're the same?
Well, I don't know.
It wouldn't be shocking. Okay. I want to say 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Wait, let me remember the name of it. Okay. I got it.
Oh, I don't remember.
Are you saying it by name?
No, okay, I'm just going to say
what
like,
it's about.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
We'll
1, 2, 3.
Soda. I knew it was gonna be the same. And the name of that episode is the episode that shall not be named. You didn't even want to name it.
That was one of those times where it's a hard truth, but it's one of those things where sometimes people don't want to hear the hard truth. And you know this. And it's so difficult sometimes to tell your best friends the truth. Like, it reminded me.
It's damaging them. Yeah.
This is going to sound weird, but it reminded me of like telling a girlfriend that like you saw her boyfriend out with another girl. You know what I mean?
I knew you were going to say that because I was feeling that too. Like, the thing that you want to tell your girlfriend, and then you're like, they're not going to want to hear this, and they might get mad at me for telling them the truth, but I have to tell them.
It's,
you know, like
that's how
it felt for me too.
It really, you like sit there and you go, okay, you're like weighing it out. Like, will she hate me more for telling her this, or will it, is this just like the right thing to do? And I have to just use my moral compass. And we stressed about that. We put it off for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and months. But ultimately we knew that we had, this is a health and fitness podcast, and there is an entire industry that of sugary beverages that are holding people back ultimately from their goals. And like, if we don't tell you that we saw your boyfriend out at a bar with another girl and we didn't let you know, like, what kind of girlfriend are we? Like, I personally feel like comfortable now. It's easy to say now, but in retrospect, but I feel really comfortable with being the girlfriend that will definitely tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always the, like, me and Rachel have like this like strong moral obligation. I'm pretty sure you can hear it in a lot of our like podcasts, how we talk about things and what we feel our personal responsibility is. And that comes with being eights. If you listen to our Enneagram episode, but there's like a strong like moral feeling for those. And I think that we, although it caused some anxiety, we felt like this is information, you deserve the information, and it would be irresponsible of us to hold on to the information and not share it with you and not just allow you to. And from there, you decide and you do what you want, and we'll support you either way. But after you find out your boyfriend's at the bar with another girl, you decide to stay together. I'm going to still support you.
Absolutely.
We're still going to be your best friend.
Absolutely.
But you deserve the information and to make your own decision based on that information and just empower you with that. And I think that's become the basis of so much of what we've done is just empower you with the information and the skills to decipher what's real and what's fake, and ultimately make your decision for your life. And if you decide that something is going to stay in your life or needs to leave your life or whatever, it's your life to live, and we're going to be there to support you either way because it's your life and there's no one else that's going to live your life.
I couldn't say that louder if I wanted to. There's no one else that's going to live your life. And I know that sometimes listening to 2 8s on a podcast can be like, oh my God, it's these girls are like, it's their way or the highway. But like, I really want to just push home to you that everything that we do and say comes from like the most love ever. We so want you guys to be empowered by knowledge. And that is ultimate goal of the podcast, as Kelsey said, because the real girl, the real girlfriend who is down for you will tell you, but then she'll also back you up. And that's what we want you to know, that like, you do not have to agree with anything that we say on this podcast. Because if it doesn't fit in your life, it doesn't fit in your life. We're not living your life. Mm-hmm. It's absurd, yeah. Absurd for anyone to say, and this is the way, and this is the way you have to do it. That is like, unless we're living mirrored lives, which I mean, even me and Kelsey. Yeah.
Unless I'm going to wake up in your bed and live your life every single day.
So I'm saying like we're the closest of close. We finish each other's sentences and still what works for you does not work for me. So I just, if the person ultimately is coming from a place of love and they're trying to arm you with knowledge to make your own decisions, I think that that is the most that we could possibly hope for that we're putting out into the world. And after that, it's just pure friendship and love for other women who are trying to live their best lives. And yeah, we love you guys so incredibly much. Everything we do is with the backdrop of just like, we freaking love you.
We freaking love you and want you to love yourself and love and live your best life. That's it.
So thank you so, so much for 100 episodes. Thank you for 1 million listens. Thank you for like the love that we feel through the microphone every single week. Thank you for just all of it. Is so vitally important to us. And this is your podcast. Get in our Facebook group. Tell us the kinds of things that you want to hear on it. Tell us, give us your next feedback. Yeah. And I just want to say to you, we haven't missed a week.
We haven't.
In 100 podcasts. And I know that we always say that consistency in health and fitness is and in your life is really, really important to meeting any goal. But I just want to say freaking high five and congratulations to you and me, because we have not missed we've had a freaking pandemic. Like, yeah, we've had crazy things this year.
We've had some emotional, remember, like, we haven't always shown up to our recordings in like the greatest moods. You may not hear this on the podcast, but like, there has been times where
you can hear it when I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, there's just, well, maybe and maybe not, but there's been times that we showed up just as humans and been like on the edge of tears because like hormones or pandemic or just world life or relationship stress or whatever. And yeah, we've shown up and still done it.
Thank you for showing up every week. When you push a message of consistency, like, it's really important that you live it too. And that's why we've never missed a week, is because we want to make sure that we're living what we say is important, and consistency is everything. And freaking hell yeah, Kelsey, you showed up every week, no matter what. Air high five, we're not together. This pandemic. But I love you so much. Thank you for being my sister. I couldn't imagine doing a podcast with anyone else. I wouldn't do a podcast with anyone else. And this journey with you, I'm not going to cry.
I know, you're going to make me cry.
It's just been really special. It's just been really special because this journey is special no matter what. But when you do it with your sister, it's just, I don't know. We did it, Kels. We did it. Like, we put it out there. We did it and we were brave. And I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
100 episodes, 1 million listens. Like, that's freaking special. And we did it. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of everything you say every week. And I'm so proud of the person that you are. So, sorry I cried.
I was not prepared for that.
I made it the whole way. I made it the whole episode. And I didn't cry. Anyways, it's just really special to see your little sister just becoming just a force in a really important space to make women be better and want more and deserve more. And I'm proud of you. We love you, girls. And thank you for everything. And don't forget to rate the podcast, review the podcast, and enter in the giveaway. And sorry, we're blubbery messes today, but it's an emotional day and everything is for you. We love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. If you'd like to join our movement, head over to the Facebook group and take part in our free weekly workouts for a chance to win some badass gear. Search Fitness Programming by CVG on Facebook. We're in there every day. It's a perfect place to get in touch with us. This podcast is made possible by Constantly Varied Gear, so be sure to check out constantlyvariedgear.com. See you next week. Crush your goals.